Les Journées du patrimoine métis se tiendront prochainement à la Clabiche avec un programme varié mettant en lumière la culture et les traditions métisses. Parmi les activités phares, un tournoi de hockey réunira 16 équipes métisses, masculines et féminines, provenant de différentes régions de l'Alberta. L'événement est parrainé par Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement et le comté de la Clabiche. Le hockey, souvent considéré comme un élément culturel important pour les métis, occupera une place centrale pendant les festivités. Pour Chantelle Sparkling Eyes, capitaine du lac Labiche Métis District, l'événement est l'occasion de mettre en lumière la culture métis pour la population de la région.
The initial idea came out of a partnership from myself. I am the district captain for Lac Labiche Métis District 19, and from the Outaouais Métis Government District 20, Councillor Best Peterson. We wanted to do something that highlighted Métis heritage and Métis culture. In an event in a way that we can all come together and, you know, show our athletic talents and as well as our artisan talents and our musical talents.
La Métis Nation of Alberta commandite également un spectacle de talent qui mettra en vedette des artistes métis dans différents domaines, dont la musique. Madame Sparkling Eye se dit touchée par le support abondant des commerces et des organismes de la communauté alors que l'événement débarque pour la première fois dans la région.
So this has never been done in Lac Labiche before. So that is where the initial idea came from. And then we had a lot of support from the communities and organizations that I named before. And so the idea behind it was that it's important for our community to learn about the history behind Métis people and our culture. And so we want to, you know, bring everyone to the table and highlight what we can do, but also make it a welcoming environment for all people within the area.
Si la fin de semaine vise à souligner la culture métisse, Madame Sparkling Eyes invite tout de même toute la population à venir célébrer.
Honestly, as many as possible, as I do know that there are quite a few teams. I'm not sure the exact number, but there are quite a few teams registered for the tournament. Things are going well with the planning for the talent show. We have quite a few artisans and sellers registered for the market. We've had, you know, amazing businesses within the town to step up and, you know, host like the Mother's Day breakfast. And, you know, we're going to have different speakers and elders at the event, you know, really highlighting the history of Métis people in the Lac Labiche area, because Lac Labiche is the oldest established Métis community in all of Alberta.
Elle espère faire de l'événement un rendez-vous annuel à Lac Labiche.
You know, I think it's the first of many to come. That is the goal. And, you know, sometimes Métis people, we kind of are in the middle of, you know, we're not First Nation, but we're not non-Indigenous. And we are kind of sometimes forgotten about and people don't realize the role that Métis people played in shaping our community. And so this is an opportunity for us to educate and highlight the beautiful parts of our culture and just, you know, share that inspiration. And I think that this is something that the Métis community in Lac Labiche hasn't had for a while. And so I think people are going to be very pleased to see it happen and to support it and to see it become an annual event.
Les Journées du patrimoine métis se tiendront du 9 au 11 mai prochain au Bourde Centre de Lac Labiche. Camille Dany, Boréal FM pour l'IGL.